This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It's an interesting text here that we got on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. We'll hear from Nick Caserio in just a second on CJ Stroud's offseason. The question is, it's 2021 text in, are players excited to be drafted by the Texans?
That's a really good question in that, A, yes, I think they are, and B, I don't think they always were. There would definitely have been a phase a couple of years back where they wouldn't have been excited about getting drafted by the Texans. Now, offensively and defensively, I think you look at it as a team that, A, on offense, has a good quarterback. And yes, they underperformed last year, at least according to what they were on paper. But people are still very high on C.J. Stroud. It's really hard to find anybody anywhere that looks at last year's season and thinks, oh, yep, that's just proof that C.J. Stroud is overrated or anything. I think people are still very much intrigued by C.J. Stroud. Now, obviously, as opposing fan bases, they're all going to tell you that C.J. Stroud sucks. But amongst the people that watch the film and everything. And then on the defensive side of the ball, if I'm a defensive player and I get drafted to the Texans and if I actually watch the NFL, hell yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Because for one, they do a lot of things that pop off the screen when you're just scrolling through and watching NFL Red Zone or what have you. You got defensive backs that have had a boatload of interceptions. You've got a really good pass rush by the edge rushers. So if I'm a defensive tackle that goes there or anywhere in the defensive backfield, I look at that as a place that's going to be fun to play and that they get a lot out of their players.
Yes. The Texans defensively should have their pick of the litter in free agency every year, Seth, of the guys that were like Tyrann Mathieu back in 2018. The guys who are either coming off of injury or maybe they're a free agent at a position that's a little top-heavy and overloaded and they're not getting what they think they should get. All the guys that are thinking, I'm going to go get a one-year deal and prove that I'm worth more than that. Kind of like what Dalton Schultz did on the offensive side of the ball, but I think Honey Badger is more the analogy because it's the defensive side. And they should, especially in the front seven and especially on the defensive line, if you're a defensive lineman who's a free agent, who thinks you're worth more than what the market is telling you you're worth, you should come to the Houston Texans.
They've got a track record of getting these guys paid or getting better contracts or whatever it might be.
Yes.
So, yes, there's that. And then I think even we talked a couple of days ago about Justin Reed and, you know, amongst former Texans that are free agents, who left under acrimonious circumstances where they weren't getting along with the team.
Yep.
Justin Reed left, and he's never said a peep bad about the Texans since or anything. He's a free agent. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to retain him. I would think Justin Reed would love the opportunity to come back and play in Houston. Now, that doesn't mean the Texans are going to go after him, but his ability to play all over the place, added to Kalen Bullock as a free safety, and then also having Jalen Petrie playing in that star position, That would be with those two cornerbacks.
Oof.
That could be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's probably a guy that's a little pricey for the Texans. But the way you lay that out, putting money aside briefly and just envisioning that, holy crap, he was really good for the Chiefs those 3 years. Like Justin Reed played very well for them.
And a lot of the things that the Chiefs are able to do defensively, it's when you've got guys like Justin Reed who are versatile but also super smart and can line up all over the place and can disguise and do a lot of things that really give offenses headaches.
Mm.
He would be a lot of fun to have on this defense. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think because the original question was, are guys excited to find out they're drafted by the Texans? I think likewise with free agents, as you've been saying, I think a lot of free agents, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but also on the offensive side of the ball, just because of the presence of C.J. Stroud.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt about that. All right, speaking of C.J. Stroud, here was Nick Caserio. We asked him, hey, C.J., this time last year was coming off of a Radio Row appearance, went to the Pro Bowl, was very out there doing interviews, which the Texans don't have big issues with or anything like that. But it looks like, at least early on, that CJ is attacking the offseason a little bit different. What can you tell us about that?
I think CJ's work ethic is unmatched. He cares a lot about football, has a lot of confidence and belief in himself. And there's some things that we've talked to him about that, hey, here's two or three things that, you know, we think you can focus on in the offseason. So whenever that clock starts, the clock starts. But we have a number of players that are usually, they start to come in the building in February and train on their own, because we really, the offseason doesn't start until April 21st. But by the same token, if you want to be good at your job, you have to invest time and energy into being good at your job. So in the end, it's about the work. So everything starts with the work. So you got to just show up, continue to improve, put one foot in front of the other, try to stack days on top of days. We have a number of players in here. A lot of players are rehabbing and kind of going through the offseason, sort of that process. But then we have some other players that are going to be here on their own training. We have every resource that a player needs right here in our building. So our staff, who's with the players on a daily basis, we got more data that we can shake a stick at so we can monitor everything. So we have everything that the player. We feel that we have everything that the players need here in our building. So we're excited to get started. And whenever they show up, and hopefully they're ready to work with the right mindset. But CJ will be ready to go. I would expect him to have a good off season and get himself ready to go for the 25 season. So we can all go out there and hopefully have a successful season.
What did you wince at, Sean? I saw you wince.
I thought there were two things. There was I was going to ask you, actually, when he said, yeah, we gave CJ two or three things to work on in the offseason, I was going to ask you if you had to give CJ Stroud two or three things to work on this offseason, what they would be. The part that you're thinking about, that last part there almost felt like it was a sales pitch to the guys who don't work out here in the offseason.
Yeah.
To come work out here in the offseason. Where he's like, I don't know why he would tell Payne and Pendergast that they've got every resource in the building and they've got all the trainers and they've got everything else. It's because the pitch of his voice went up a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
He was very emphatic about all the resources they have in the building there, because we know there are several Houston Texans that choose to work on their own.
I'm going to answer your first question in a minute. I'll let my subconscious work on it. While I bring up what caught my ear, was when he talked about they have every resource that they need. Yeah. He also answered a question that a lot of you have asked and that I've had myself. He talked about the VR goggles that Jaden Daniels has been using, or the VR, the virtual reality training system that Jaden Daniels has been using. And I asked him about that on behalf of you, dear listener.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing he said was that he said two really interesting things. He said that if a player wants a resource, we'll try to go out and get it for him. But he also said it's with a lot of those things, especially with the VR, it comes down to whether the player himself actually likes it or not. So this would be a good question for CJ the next time somebody gets a chance to talk to him. Because like with VR, if you have any experience with virtual reality at all, you know that some people respond to it differently than others. I mean, some people, it gives them vertigo and headaches and everything. You just don't respond to it well. There's others when it comes to the actual functional use of it where some guys just don't like it. And Caserio told a really funny story about Tom Brady almost throwing the headset away because he disliked it so much.
Yeah.
So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But yeah, it sounded to me like if it was something that CJ wanted, they would probably go out and get it, and maybe they've had that conversation with him. But for those of you who don't know, Jaden Daniels works with a virtual reality system that LSU actually developed alongside these German scientists who had already done it for soccer, and it's been very, very good for Jaden Daniels. As far as what to work on, I think a lot of it with CJ is as much about the balancing of playing within scheme versus when to improvise or when to pull it down and run. Mm-hmm. Nick alluded to the fact that CJ got better at taking the easy money as the season went on. That's something we saw and noticed. He was getting more comfortable just checking the ball down, and he was better with that. So I think that's a big part of it. And a lot of that is just mental reps of just kind of really in going through game situations and knowing when you need to be aggressive or when it's best to just take the easy money. That's a lot of that stuff that there's almost, I think CJ knows all that stuff intellectually. It's just a matter of getting the reps in.
Yeah.
And he showed progress with that this year. He just needs to keep getting better at
well,
it.
Well, and with the new OC, I mean, obviously one of the things you're working on is getting in that new playbook, you know, learning the terminology, right, and things like that. It's
well,
gonna be...
and I think some of it, too, is with Slowik, some of the issue was that they would do things that were later developing, and CJ's trying to balance out, like, all right, do I wait for this to develop? But do I trust the pass protection while I'm waiting for all of that? And that's what makes it really, really hard. It's like learning how to be a marksman. Okay, that's one thing. Now be a marksman from a galloping horse.
Right.
And it felt like he was riding a galloping horse as he's trying to make all these decisions this year.
Yep.
Everything's unstable because the pass protection was so shoddy.
Yep. All right, if you missed it, we had Nick Caserio on. As you can tell, we played some of that audio about 2 hours ago. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app, listen to it on our podcast. Good interview, good conversation. I know I've already talked to Reggie and John. They've got points from that interview that they're going to be hitting on their show, so we'll be revisiting that all day long here on Sports Radio 610. Up next, if you missed it earlier, the drama for our good friend, our departed friend, Alex Bregman, has not been tamped down at all in Boston. He's learning he's got a new set of teammates big time up in Boston. We've got the audio to prove it. We'll have that for you coming up next. Real quick, also, Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Listen for an hour a day. If you haven't heard about this contest, listen up right now. Hour a day on Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app, and you could win a contest for you and three friends to go to Circa in Vegas for the College Basketball Championship Tournament. How great does that sound? Extra $20K in your pocket to spend while you're there. Just download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry in the Slam Dunk to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.